Hi, this is Dr. Sani Asai. I'm getting notes from Aventura Nursing Home in Lake Zurich, and the date is January 5th, 2024. First one is Santos, S-A-N-T-O-S, last name is Mercado, M-E-R-C-A-D-O, in brackets, date of birth 10/17/1934. This is 89-year-old male who is admitted to skilled nursing facility from the hospital because he was not able to take care of himself. He was recently discharged from here to go home, and then he had COVID pneumonia and was hospitalized again. He has significant deafness and dementia, not able to communicate properly. Past medical history is significant for hypertension, diabetes, history of dementia, osteoarthritis. Family history is non-contributory. Social history denies smoking, drinking, or any drug abuse. He lives with his daughter. Allergies, non-medications as per attached list. Review of systems as per history of present illness. Physical examination is conscious, alert, awake, oriented, times one, hemodynamically stable. HENT, head is 8, metric normal, sphelic pupils are equal, active light, neck is supple, no JVD. Heart S1, S2 is irregular, no gallop, lungs, bilateral, fair air entry with few scattered crackles, abdomen is soft, non-tender, extremities, no pupillary edema, CNS, no gross sensory or motor deficit is noted. Labs and hospital records reviewed, assessment and plan. Pneumonia, comma, COVID, comma, anemia, comma, type 2 diabetes, comma, hypertension, comma, Alzheimer's dementia, comma, atrial fibrillation. Plan same. Patient is admitted to skilled nursing facility from the hospital because he was not able to take care of himself. Significant amount of time, more than 50 minutes, was spent reviewing patient's medical records, comma, labs, comma, imaging, comma, reviewing plan of care with nursing and rehab team. He is in isolation now. We'll continue to monitor him closely. He does have DVT prophylaxis. Next history and physical is on James, J-A-M-E-S, last name is Born, B-O-R-N, in brackets, date of birth 1/16/1951. This is 72-year-old male who is admitted to skilled nursing facility from the hospital because he was not able to take care of himself. He had pneumonia and COPD exacerbation. He does use supplemental nasal cannula oxygen at home. He claims that he is drug addict. He denies any nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, chest pain, shortness of breath, loss of consciousness, fever, or chills. Past medical history is significant for hypertension, opioid use disorder, chronic pain, hypertension, atherosclerotic heart disease, anxiety, mood disorder, family history is non-contributory, social history, quit smoking, drinking, and doing drugs, and he takes Suboxone. Allergies, non-medications as per attached list. Review of systems as per history of present illness. Physical exam, patient is conscious, alert, awake, oriented, times 3, hemodynamically stable. HENT, head is 8, metric normal, sphelic pupils are equal, active light, neck is supple, no JVD. Heart S1, S2 is regular, no gallop, lungs, bilateral, fair air entry with few scattered crackles, abdomen is soft, non-tender, extremities, no pupillary edema. CNS, no gross sensory or motor deficit is noted. Labs and hospital records reviewed, assessment and plan. Pneumonia, comma, COPD exacerbation, comma, hypertension, comma, opioid use disorder, comma, hypothyroidism, comma, mood disorder. Plan, same. Patient is admitted to skilled nursing facility from the hospital because he was not able to take care of himself. Significant amount of time, more than 50 minutes, was spent reviewing patient's old medical records, including labs, comma, imaging, comma, reviewing plan of care with nursing and rehab team. He is on supplemental oxygen. He is very non-compliant. He is very nasty to every staff, including nursing, comma, therapy, and nursing aid, and myself. He talks down to everybody. He wants to go home today. Encouraged him to stay here and get rehabilitation, but he is refusing to do so. Advised him to go to the emergency room if he gets worse or see his doctor as outpatient. End of dictation. This is Dr. Sani, SAINI.